This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth. And just in case you missed that, hey, Fort Worth, did you show up today or what?
Hey, and right now in Arlington, the Pirates are playing the Reds.
No, that is La Vega against Carthage, and Carthage is about to break off like a 90-yard touchdown run, it looks like. Holy moly, the Cincinnati Reds have
taken
the lead.
Nice play by Ellie De La Cruz.
And if you'll notice, they are also the Bulldogs, much like the team that y'all were rooting for yesterday. So I wanted to talk some more about the Mavs, but more specifically, by the way, if you want to make your way out to here to Buffalo Wild Wings off of 114, that's fantastic. I actually might have set aside a couple Take a Load Off shirts in case you missed the show from earlier. So maybe I can help some people out with those. But I wanted to talk about Luka's defense. And I know normally this is the part where people kind of take a crap on him. And they're like, well, he doesn't play defense and blah, 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 blah. And I think that is not accurate this season for a couple of reasons.
After he got the wrist injury?
Yes. Which, just for people curious,
because the last game he played before the wrist injury was against Utah, in Utah, where he stood there
and
watched his guy back cut, catch the ball, and two-hand dunk it, and he's like, what happened?
Yes, I did see that, and I was frustrated. I was like, that was your dude, and he was like, oh. It was like he thought Derek Lively was a safety right there, and he's like, oh, safety's got it. And then he didn't pick it up. But a couple of things. So Luka is second in the NBA in steals per game. Now, that one's kind of tough because this is going to sound weird, Mike. I hope this makes sense.
Yeah.
Your steals per game, I do not think is actually always a perfect correlation of how good of a defender that you are.
I'm with you. So there's different steals. When you steal on ball, that's defense.
Yeah.
Like a dude is trying to make a move, you reach in. Like Kawhi Leonard's one of the best at this, right? Because he has the long arms, big hands. He's smart, anticipation. Luka's steals are high IQ steals, I think, because he sees what's going to happen before it happens. And so he will anticipate. He can't like, oh, I'm going to give you this wide open lane to pass, and then so fast, I'm going to jump it. He's like, I see where this guy's about to pass it.
How helpful, just pause for 1 second then. How helpful is it that Luka probably knows every conceivable passing lane on every conceivable
yes,
play?
Yes, his IQ is somewhat beyond belief in the NBA. Like, he's in the top 10%, and that might be too high of a number. It might be top 5% in the history of the NBA when it comes to basketball IQ.
It's interesting because when you watch some streamers play Call of Duty, they'll say, oh, man, that guy's playing weird. And you're like, well, what does that mean, that guy's playing weird? Well, it means most of them know how they're supposed, what they're supposed to do. Like, the really good players, they're supposed to do these things. They're supposed to go right whenever this is happening.
Okay.
Or they're supposed to flank this way. So you know, but whenever somebody's playing weird, they don't really know what they're doing. They're just going off this. Luka's the guy that's playing the right way. He knows what everybody else is supposed to be doing. I think it's just the effort of staying in front, keeping your feet square in front of somebody instead of putting your arm out to touch them as they go by. That's the difference I'm seeing in Luka most nights this year.
So That's one part. But I've got a couple more other things. We would all agree we feel great about the defender PJ Washington is. Or yes. really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I found this interesting that PJ Washington is number one in the league in giving up fewest points per possession when guarding isolation. All right. Okay. So that's not that surprising. We all think he's a delightful defender.
I think they're 1-6 without him this year.
Yes, and I think part of that's a rebounding as well. I'm with you on that. Luka is fourth in isolation defense. So just consider when it comes down
on the Mavs?
Yeah, no. In the NBA.
In your face.
Holy cow.
Yes. And I thought that would surprise some people.
Yeah, I thought, like, wait, okay, fourth on the Mavs. That's still better than I thought.
In the NBA. So PJ Washington is first in the NBA in points per possession allowed off of isolation. Luka is fourth. So even if you think that's, like, higher than it should be, because I know defensive stats are still kind of tricky compared to like the more cut and dry offensive stats. The other thing I was going to throw out that I think why this is all coming together, especially since he's come back, Luka Doncic currently has the second lowest usage rate of his entire career.
Oh, wow.
So consider, what does that mean? He is not having to work as hard on the offensive end. Theoretically, that gives you the opportunity to save some energy for the defensive end. Because Luka, and Mike brought this up a couple of years ago, the usage rate that he was being used at, you've never seen any, like, one person ever really win in the playoffs like that. And so now they've scaled it way, way, way down.
I love this.
Which gives the opportunity for him to be more of a two-way player.
And he'll... And I don't think he'll ever be considered, like, even a second team.
And he'll have some plays that you're like, the hell was that?
Yeah, it's that he's always had the ability to be a good team defender and an average defender. He has that ability with his IQ, with his strength. There will be matchups where it'd be very tough for him to keep the guy in front of him. You give him a super fast dude, it's going to be tough on certain matchups. Hey, you want to guard Giannis? Well, good luck with that. Like, that dude's tall.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More than you, longer than you, faster than you, it's going to be tough, but he does have the ability to guard most people in the NBA and keep them in front of him, and most guys don't want to post him up because he's stronger than most players in the NBA. I do love what you're bringing up here, Kevin. You're giving me a lot of insight. I just know that he does have the ability, and he's showing it since coming back from the wrist injury.
Now, and just for the record, can you tell everybody why you say it with that inflection? I know why.
Because he never was hurt that whole game, and he said he hurt it in the first quarter but then played through it and then took a week off, and then he looked like a totally different basketball player a week later, and he was shooting the ball from 30 feet of distance with no problem with his wrist, dribbling the ball with no problem of his wrist, throwing one-handed passes, catching the ball with no problem of his wrist. So I'm like, I don't think this was – there could have been like an
– I did see a video of him in that time, like wincing and kind of going through it and walking off, but he's played through it.
Yeah.
So.
But I just think that he – I think it was more of a mental thing than it was a physical thing. Not, and I'm not saying mentally he thought he was hurt. I think mentally he was just not into the season for some reason. But I have really liked what I've seen from him. This is very encouraging. I know this is going to be random, Corey, but yesterday I'm on the bike for 15 minutes. And on my YouTube, it pops up regular season Chicago Bulls versus LA Lakers, December of 1990. So they're going to meet each other again in the NBA Finals. 36-33, Bulls are winning after one quarter. You know how many points Michael Jordan had in the first quarter?
10.
Zero.
Oh, zero.
That's
now,
less.
We forget this about Michael Jordan. He would not come out of the gates after Phil Jackson got a hold of him and go, I'm going to get 15 or 20 points. He is like, I'm going to play defense. I'm going to try to get my other guys going on the team. And when I see that they need me, and then the rest of the team is the Lakers in this instance, we're starting to worry about Horace Grant, worry about John Paxson, worry about Scottie Pippen. now I'm going to take over and they're not going to be able to stop me. I'm not saying Luka needs to play exactly like Michael Jordan. Nobody in the human history of basketball can. But it's interesting to see that Luka might be maturing in this
yes.
way, is the usage rate going down, going, I can't do this and be a complete basketball player.
You know, last year during the finals, it was during the shoot around. There's a video of him, and he goes, I'm going to be like this next year. And he peels off a fake screen and shoot around
yeah.
and shoots a three. And Kai goes, I hope so. And I was like, I have no clue what that really means. Like, he's going to shoot more threes? Great. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, maybe he's saying he's going to be off ball, like he's going to get more opportunities to rest his body. And so he has had more opportunities off ball to play along with this, and that's been a big factor. I think last year during the playoffs, during the finals, they were going, you're worn out, Luka. We need to find a way next year. You know, let's get through this season. Let's do everything we can right here at the end. But next year, we're going to try and give you more help so that you have the ability to be off ball more.
I don't know these stats. I remember this, and Kevin, you're the one who educated me on this early in Luka's career, that he is not good at catching and shooting at all.
Correct.
It has to be off the dribble
yep.
and off of his rhythm to shoot a three-point shot, or it's almost an automatic miss if it's a catch and shoot, which was surprising
it
to
me. It is a bit odd.
I feel like, and the numbers could say, Mike, you're stupid again. Is I feel like this year, to Corey's point, he's a better catch and shoot three-pointer.
Yeah, he has been.
And I don't know the exact
stats. That could be the
stats.
Next thing I deep dive into.
And that goes back to, like, the other day we saw Derek Lively and PJ playing the two-man game, and then Lively gets to the basket and goes, oh, Luka's wide open. Luka catches and shoots for three because everybody's expecting that to be while
sure.
Luka's taking his rest.
And Ray Allen was talking
That's
about the
point.
Easiest three-point shot in the NBA is off of an offensive rebound, because you're kind of standing there, the ball's coming out to you from the goal. What are you doing? You're stepping into the pass and stepping into your shot. He's like, it's always tougher to shoot when the ball is going from, let's say, wing to wing, because you're really not getting to step into that shot, which makes it a lower percentage three-point shot. He's like, the highest percentage three-point shot is off of an offensive rebound.
Which makes a lot of sense, too, because your defense is naturally going to be off kilter, whether
yeah.
it's because of where you were defending, whether it's trying to angle for the rebound or whatever.
And Derek Lively is great at that.
Yes, I agree. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I know the Mavericks lost yesterday in decisive fashion. No
right.
Luka, no Kyrie. But I was having a conversation with a couple of people. I was researching some numbers, and the Luka doesn't play defense thing, I'm not saying he's the best defender,
right.
but I think it's lazy to say that, and you can't automatically, at least this season.
So you're calling him Gary Payton right now is what you're saying?
No, okay. I'm not going to say that, but I think it is lazy and uninformed this season to just be like, well, he never plays defense. Numbers say incorrect.
I guarantee you, though. I guarantee at some point in the playoffs, we're going to get we got to get Luka to.
I'm sure.
To
engage.
Contribute.
I'm sure.
To be part of it. Just because sometimes mentally he isn't there.
I don't disagree with that at all.
His offense can dictate his defensive effort,
yeah,
which always
sure.
stinks. I hope he gets over that at some point in his career. But these are all positive signs that Kevin has pointed
yeah,
us
great.
To. The efficiency, not the efficiency, the usage is down, which is great.
That might be the biggest thing.
And maybe it won't be the kid having to say something. Maybe he'll go, oh, crap, I need to do it.
Yeah. Because
it does appear that he's taking on more of the, I know what I'm supposed to be doing here.